If I Were You, A Psychologist Puts Himself on the Couch, written and read by Peter Quarry. Dear PQ, have I got a deal for you? You are going to love my proposal and so want to do it, trust me. Okay, I know I'm getting a little ahead of myself. Let me explain. An idea came to me after reading a recent article in The Guardian. This English author had just watched the latest installment of the 7-Up series, that BBC documentary classic where a mixed bunch of people was interviewed at 7-year intervals, starting at the age of 7. Now, the author had just watched episode 9, showing how they were doing at the age of 63. Not all had made it that far. By coincidence, the author of the article was also 63. Watching his fellow time travellers describe their lives prompted him to do some reflection on his own life. How had it turned out? The piece explored his contemplations. I found it fascinating reading. It got my mind ticking in a way that, well, it hasn't tick-tocked for quite a while. It reminded me of the philosopher Søren Kierkegaard, who reckoned that although life must be lived forward, it can only be understood backwards. Now, clearly, the older you are, the more life you have lived to understand. I started sniffing around, and soon after I came across the work of Victoria Howard. She wrote about how there are 4 psychological tasks confronting people as they get older: slowing down, letting go, reviewing your life, and passing on wisdom to those who follow. Her ideas made perfect sense to me. But I was particularly excited about the last 2 tasks. It seemed reasonable that if you review or analyze your life, you can then identify wisdom to pass on. One logically flowed from the other. In the following months, I started getting, a bit obsessed about all of this. You know me, I get like that sometimes. I became fascinated with the possibilities. What could a life analysis reveal, and what benefits might come out of doing it? American psychotherapist Tony LaMotta wrote about doing a life review as a way to understand the past, as well as a way to find gems of possibility still waiting to be pursued. Okay, that's pretty cool. I've always admired Jane Fonda as an actress. Well, perhaps not so much her later work. Certainly, she's been a tremendous activist. Turns out that she has also written about doing a life review in what she calls the third act of life.